Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Old Glory, ladies and gentlemen, is a symbol of hope and safety to the poor and the helpless all around the world. Well, let's make Old Glory great again, and it's our job to keep it that way. And let's make the media truthful again. Old Glory Network brings a message of common sense values with old-fashioned patriotism. Now, my message for today is entitled Assorted Thoughts. That's it, just Assorted Thoughts. We'll start with the first thought. A founder of America, Edward Rutledge, a lawyer from South Carolina, was only 26 years of age when he signed the Declaration of Independence. And Thomas Jefferson was only 33 when he wrote it. Your mind can't think positive thoughts and negative thoughts at the same time. So think positive and put negative thoughts in hibernation. Now, positive thoughts opens the door to possibilities and miracles. But negative thinking slams shut the door to opportunities and inventions. Negative thinking ends self-induced achievement with every right, ladies and gentlemen, comes an obligation. That's right. You don't get rights without obligations. Now, here's a subject I'd like to discuss called how to develop self-confidence. Step one, make a decision about what you wish to do with your life. Think, dream, and imagine your life as if you had already achieved it and enjoying it. And get a clear picture in your mind of you actually doing the things you would do after succeeding. And then step two, after much thought, develop a plan of what you need to do to achieve it. Think about you doing those things. Think about it. And think about you doing those things until you get a clear picture developing in your mind of you doing them. And then step three, develop a timetable for achievement. Be serious about it when you want to achieve your goal and commit to meeting that deadline. Your self-confidence will begin to develop with step one and increase with each new step. Now comes step four. Write it down. That's right. Write it down and read it aloud to yourself morning and night each day for a minimum of 30 days. I recommend each day until success is achieved. Step five, get to work. Agree on a minimum work schedule every day that you will do. Commit to it and do it without fail. Parentheses, no excuses. Step six, adjust things as needed due to unforeseen circumstances, and I can assure you there will be some. Step 7, before going to sleep, each night, review your goal that you have written out. Plan and what you did that day to advance toward achieving that goal. Review what you did. If you are true to yourself and your commitment within 30 to 90 days, your life will change dramatically and your self-confidence will be unstoppable. Always think positive and then do what you think. Always think positive and then do what you think. Read something positive every day. Always act in a moral and legal manner that you can be proud of and that your mother can be proud of. Now, I have 13 things written down here that Confucius believed. You'll find these interesting. Confucius believed, 1, a loving and respectful family unit was vital to a well-functioning society. 2, to study and not think is a waste. To think and not study is dangerous. 3, he believed, if you see what is right and fail to act on it, you lack courage. 4, when the archer misses the center of the target, he turns around and seeks for the cause of his failure in himself. That's right. He assumes that his failure was himself. 5, when you meet someone better than yourself, turn your thoughts to becoming his equal. You want to be as good as him. 6, what you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others. Pretty simple. 7, new insights and understanding can be achieved at each stage of your life, no matter young, middle-aged, or elderly. New insights and understanding can be achieved. 8, education breeds confidence, and confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. 9, he thought education could improve a person's character as well as their mind. 10, Confucius believed that many common people suffered as the great lord's fault. Now stop and think about that. You know, they used to have a lot of battles, one king against another king, and he commented that the common people suffered as the great lord's fault. 11, by nature, men are nearly alike, but by practice, they get to be wide apart. 12, a person was only truly themselves when they were with others. Isn't that interesting? They were only truly themselves when they were with others. 13, one word that could guide a person through life: reciprocity. Now, I wanted to go a little deeper on that one. And so I wrote down reciprocity. What does that mean? What does it equal? Well, it equals a reciprocal arrangement or a relationship. In other words, the practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit. That's reciprocity. The best description, in my opinion, of the value of capitalism and free enterprise is reciprocity. Think about that. Always think positive and then do what you think. Read something positive every day. Always act in a moral and legal manner that you can be proud of. And your mother can be proud of. A wise man speaks because he has something to say, but a fool because he has to say something. When will we start changing what we cannot accept? You know, things are told to us, and challenged to us and demanded of us. And it's often things that we cannot accept. Well, when will we start changing that? John Cornyn, Senator John Cornyn, is not, in my opinion, a great Republican U.S. Senator. But he is great compared to a Democrat. Remember that when you vote. Thomas Sowell said, "I have never understood why it is greed to want to keep the money that you have earned. But it's not greed to want to take somebody else's money." Wow. What a statement to end this message on. I'm going to say that again. Thomas Sowell said, "I have never understood why it is greed to want to keep the money you have earned, but not greed for you to want to take somebody else's money." Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a conservative, you're certainly going to want to listen each and every week to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and encourage them to listen also. If you love the music of Sinatra and Marty Robbins and others of that era, then you need to order the music of my son, Kevin Dale Ahart. He performs out of Los Angeles, but you can buy his music from iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon. I promise you, you will love Kevin's music. Look him up. Check him out. He has a variety of music at just 99 cents per song. He has a CD of all cowboy songs that he has written, and you can order by email to me at WayneAhart@weahart@gmail.com. The name of the CD is called Cowboy's Revenge. It's 11 great songs for only $15, and that is with free shipping, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. There's no charge to you to subscribe. And leave a 5-star review, if you would. And don't forget to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. And happy trails till we meet again next week.